I'm here on a top secret mission from the SPKS, the Secret Promise Keepers Service. And I'm here today because we've heard chatter that there's been some talk around here about this person called G-O-D. G-O-D, I think, is his code name. So don't tell anyone. But I heard that there were some little children that were learning incredible things about this G-O-D who keeps promises. So I wanted to invite all the children down, if they were to come down, because I'm actually going to need their help this morning. Because I've been sent by my headquarters, they've sent me here to help uncover the secret promises that this G-O-D has. And I think you guys might be able to help me. Do you guys know what a promise keeper is? What's a promise keeper?
Promising your friends and people.
Yep. What did you think, Patrick? What's a promise keeper? Yeah, they keep their promises. Yeah.
Promise I was doing something for you.
Yeah. And did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
When people ask you to do something, then we promise them.
That's right. Yeah, a promise keeper is basically someone that says something and then they do what they say. Yeah, and in the headquarters, they told me that here in this church building, I would be able to discover four promises that this promise keeper, is it G-O-D? Do you know G-O-D? Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. Is it G-O-D?
G-O-D.
Or God? Oh, it's God. Do you know God? Do you know some stories about God? Yeah, and Jesus, well, I'm here to uncover some stories. And I think in the building here, there is some top secret promises hiding that I have been sent to uncover. Do you think you can help me find them? Yeah? You want to help me? Let's have a look around. Can you see any? What's that? Does someone want to go and collect that one? All right, and there might be some more. I'm looking for four. Do you want to have a look around the back of the church? Do you want to go get that one? You bring that. Once you've collected one, you sit down. So you let the others have a look around. Oh, top secret. Don't look in there. Another top secret one. Wow. Is there any others? There should be four. Is there another one? Did you want to have a look down that back corner? Oh, good job. Ah, and Miriam found one. Awesome. Wow, look at this. The headquarters was right. Four top secret promises. That's okay. Maybe Raina can help me up here. You want to come and show people what's in this first top secret one? Oh, what is this? Is it a plate? Is it a frisbee?
No.
No? What's this, Raina?
No.
Just wait, not yet. What's this one, Raina? What's this?
A shield.
A shield. Wow. How do you hold a shield?
We're not looking at you because you are dead.
So a shield, you want to sit down? Can you tell me what a shield does, Susanna? Oh, yeah, well, if someone's naughty, is trying to hurt you, what could a shield do? No, a shield protects. And so when you hold the shield up, and oh, this is a special one, it's got a cross on it. Wow, what does that cross remind us of?
Jesus.
Yeah, it does, and it reminds us of God as well in the Bible. And in the Bible... I was dancing, was I? I was trying to hide. I wasn't very good hider, was I? But a shield reminds me of a story in the Bible. Do you guys know a man called Noah?
Yeah.
Yeah? What happened with Noah?
Noah tried to fight a big man.
No, that was David.
That was David.
But Noah, what did he build?
An ark.
An ark, yeah. And that's right. And there's a oh, I can't stretch too much. This suit's a bit small. A massive boat. And God told him, if you build the boat, what will happen?
It will sail.
It will sail on the ground?
No, in the sea.
In the sea, but there wasn't enough water for the big boat.
No,
a flood. And so if they built the boat, what would happen? God, it will float and God would protect them from the flood. And they listened to God and he promised to protect them. So what happened when Noah built the boat? Did it sink?
No.
Did it sink? No. What happened?
It
floated on the ocean. On the whole world was flooded with water. So anyone not in the boat didn't get protected. But then, after 40 days and 40 nights, it stopped raining. And then God let his people that he protected out. And so that reminds us. The shield reminds us of what?
Jesus.
Well, God's protection. He promises to protect us. Well, that's good. Headquarters will like that. And let's see what our next one is. Oh, this one here. What's in here, Raina? Oh, bread. Well, not right now. You already had communion, didn't you? No, but what does bread remind you of?
The belly.
The belly? Yeah. Well, I know. Maybe I shouldn't have done this after communion because it's a bit confusing now. But do you guys know some people called the Israelites? Do you know a man called Moses?
Yeah.
What did Moses do?
He handed a tree and then when he put it in his mouth,
a snake. Yeah, Moses did a lot of incredible things, but one of the cool things that Moses did is he led the Israelites out of slavery from the Egyptians. But you know what happened? They did a lot of incredible things, like Moses turned his staff into a snake, he split the Red Sea open, and they walked through safely. But then they got to the other side, and they were walking around and around and around and around and around and around. And you know that around and around for 40 years. They were wandering in the wilderness, and they were like, well, actually, we don't like this. We want to go back to slavery. Can you believe that? They would rather be slaves than be free because they were like, we've got no food. We've got no water. And can you remember what happened in the story when Moses prayed to God and asked for provision? Can you remember what fell from the sky?
Food.
Yeah. Food, glorious food. But it did. And it fell in the form of manna, which is sort of like bread. It's not the same, but very similar. And then that reminds us of God's promise to provide for us. He will provide for us. Do your one. Which was your one? This one? This one. Oh, well, that one is next. So I sure can do this. All right. Oh, all right. You want to sit down, Patrick? Does anyone know what this is? No, this is... it'd have to be a pretty small mouse and a really dumb mouse as well to get trapped in here. But this is actually called a compass. And you know what this can do? Can you see that? This is a compass. Okay, and you, does anyone know what a compass does? Very good, yeah. Did you see that, Banjo? See the compass? Yeah, very good. All right, you want to sit in your seat? Sorry, Rona. But a compass shows us where we need to go. It shows us and guides us. But nowadays, we don't really use compasses very much. We use our GPS maps. I couldn't even find a map in the shop. They're so expensive. But thankfully, this is over 20 years old as a compass. And so this is what they used to use back in the day. But can you think of any stories in the Bible where God guided people? Do you guys know of a person called Joshua? No, you did. I heard it. Headquarters told me. They said that you learned about a man called Joshua and a town called Jericho. Do you remember Jericho? Yeah. The town of Jericho? And what happened? Yeah, but this is a different Joshua. This Joshua listened to God and God guided him. And I think you might remember when I start telling the story, he said to Joshua, send your army around the walls of Jericho and you march and march and march. And then do that for 7 days. And then on the seventh day, the walls will fall down. And what do you think happened? Do you want to just take a seat, Miriam? And Raina, you can sit down too now. What happened? On the seventh day, Joshua was marching around with the army. And what did they do at the very end? Can you remember? They went... And what happened to the wall? The wall fell down because, just like this compass guides us, and when we look at it, you look and you go, oh, yes, that's where I want to go, and then you head off in that direction. And that's like God in the Bible. He tells us to do things to point us to go in the right direction, like he did with Joshua. And I think we've got one more promise that I had to bring home some proof of. Ooh, what is this? A love heart. And what's in the middle?
A God.
God. That's the G-O-D that I was hearing about. It's God. Yeah, and what does this say? This reminds us how much God loves us. And you know, I've got a story in the Bible as well about a man called Joseph. Do you know a story of Joseph?
I do.
You do? What do you remember about it down there, Patrick? What do you remember about Joseph? Did he have a special hat?
A special hat.
No. What did he have, kids?
He had a pretty hat.
A pretty hat? No. He had a pretty coat.
A
technicolor, a very beautifully colored coat, didn't he? But what happened? His brothers got a bit angry at him because he said, I'm going to rule over you and you'll bow down to me. And they didn't like that. So what did they do to Joseph? Yeah, they did. They threw him in a hole. And then they ripped up his jacket and then they sold him off as a slave. And then a whole heap of things happened to Joseph. He got put in jail. He went through a lot of difficult times and it was pretty hard for him. But all the while, he remembered God and he kept trusting in God. And God loved him and was caring for him that whole time. That even though he was in prison, he was getting sold to slavery, God's love made sure that things that were happening in his life were actually for his good, but not only for his good. Alora, who else is good? No, for all of Joseph's family as well, and actually for all of Egypt and Israel, because God loved Joseph for good. Because God loved Joseph so much, and he promises to love us too, that in the end, all these bad things that happened to Joseph actually worked out for everybody's good. And so that's pretty cool today, what we learn, isn't it? And I think headquarters would be pretty happy when I bring back this shield, which reminds them of what promise of God? God's what? God's protection. Come on, adults. God's protection. And then whenever you're shopping with mum and dad and you get a loaf of bread and it reminds us of God's promise of provision, because God provides for us when we need it. And then you probably don't see many of these around, and your kids probably won't either, but if you're ever using Google Maps or Apple Maps, or if you talk to Siri, you say, "Hey Siri, can you take me to the shops?" That can remind you of God's promise of guidance. Yeah. No, Siri, not today. Sorry. And then the last one. Yeah, no, God, we love God, which is great, but what else? God loves us. So the promise of God's love for us, no matter what's happening in our lives. Well, maybe you can think of some times in your life where you've had God's provision or God's guidance or protection. Maybe there was a storm at night and you're feeling really scared, or maybe you needed to know what to do, make a choice about your friends at school or at home with your brothers and sisters. And we can remember these promises that if we come to God, that he's always watching out for us, and he keeps all his promises too, which is pretty cool. Well, I'm going to pray, and then I've got to take all these proof of promises back to headquarters, okay? So do you want to pray with me, guys?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, well, let's bow our heads and we'll pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for the fact that you are the best promise keeper in the world, that you keep all the promises, the ones that we've learnt about today and many, many more. And we thank you that you're a God who provides for us. We thank you you're a God who protects us, who guides us, and most importantly, who loves us so much. And so we pray as we head into our holidays that you'll give us opportunity to learn about more of your promises. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks, children. I'm going to hand over to the worship team.